This is the national radio broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American leader.
You were too weak for your circumstances. You were too ill prepared for your circumstances. And you were overwhelmed by circumstances. And you cried out to your Lord. And just like when the baby cries, the little baby cries, the real mama rushed to the little baby to see what the little baby needs and take care of the needs of the little baby. Well, when we say God is Lord, the word is Rabb, a double B at the end, Rabb. When we say Allah is Lord, we mean that He is not only the creator that produced the life for the first time, produced the world and the circumstances for the life to come for the first time, but He's also the caretaker. He cares about the life that He created. He looks after it. He oversees it. He wants it to be strong. He doesn't want it to be weak. So He will not be coming to it to help it with something that is already born and equipped to handle. He comes when the job is too big for what He created, the life that He created. Then He comes and He gives His special assistance to that life. And He will care for it, and aid is good, qualities, and its good form. Aid it and strengthen it so that it overcome weaknesses and trouble from the environment. So it become better prepared to survive trouble from the environment. God works with it. And he is aiding the strength and the good qualities and essence in that life He created. So by doing that, He strengthens that life and educates that life by His own means. He strengthens that life and educates that life, grows it up to meet bigger and greater challenges from the environment and also from its own self. Because many things develop within that challenges the life. This is God, the Lord. Now, He's not only Lord of one world, He's Lord of all the world. If there's any world existing, He's the one that takes care of it. He didn't only produce the worlds, but He also looks out for the worlds. Whenever they can't manage, He steps in. You heard of that divine intervention? Yeah. Well, the world worked on us and mistreated us so bad in America until God said, oh, time for me to step in. Yeah. And I'm a witness that He stepped in. He intervened. Yeah. Great Lord, loving Lord, beautiful Lord, Lord of the worlds. Now, to take that Lord and make Him a race is a sin. That Lord is not black or African, not European or white or anybody else. That Lord is God who made all colors, and you can't see Him, not directly. Only by intellectual insight. Praise be to God. Lord of all the systems of knowledge. You hear what I said? Lord of all the worlds, meaning He's Lord of all the systems of knowledge. If you got any science or any knowledge from anywhere, God gave it to mankind. You discovered what He gave mankind, either in the natural environment or in the soul and intellect of mankind. He gives it. You can have anything unless you got it from God. He's the source, as the Christians say, of all purity and goodness. Right. Yes. Lord of all the worlds. What is this addressing? Somebody said, God is the Lord of Israel. And they didn't think to say "and." The Lord of all the world.
Come on.
No, they just said, "God is the Lord of Israel," and stopped.
Yeah.
And then got in that groove and looked like they couldn't come out. Oh, he's talking about the Jews.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about those who did that.
Right.
I don't have any prejudice against anybody. But somebody did that. Lord of Israel. No, he's more than the Lord of Israel. He's the Lord of all creation. He's the Lord of all worlds. And if you have gotten some knowledge out of his worlds, that belongs to him too. He's Lord of all the systems of knowledge. You couldn't have developed your mind and you couldn't have digested what he put in his creation if he had not created you and then aided you with inspiration for him from himself.
Right.
And protection from himself.
Right.
Guidance from himself.
Right.
Many scientists, they acknowledge God. Einstein is one of the biggest of all the scientists in the eyes of the world or in the eyes of science. Einstein. He strongly acknowledged God. Very strongly acknowledged God. But we have others who did scientific experiments, and when people start to say praise them for their scientific experiment, they acknowledge that they were searching, but there was an invisible assistant working with them. And they say that was God. Lord of all the worlds. You alone do we worship. One prophet in the Bible and in the Quran, when he was being ridiculed by the great oppressor, the bad Pharaoh of ancient Egypt. The Pharaoh's just making mock, just playing with him, you know, laughing at him almost. So he said, "Well, who will guide you if you don't have Pharaoh?" And this prophet said, "The one who created me will guide me."
Right, right.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And most of the students of scripture, scholars, they missed the full meaning in that very brief expression. The one who created me will guide me. That is to say, I don't need to go to you if you don't want me. If you reject me, I'm not hopeless. Creation holds the guidance of its creator. And progress for science bears witness to that. Blood. If you want to be able to give a transfusion, make a blood, give a blood transfusion, or the medical world is growing and it needs to know more about blood, individuals interested in blood, they study blood scientifically.
Right.
Study it in a laboratory. Study it under microscopes. And they learn many things about the nature of blood. How blood exists and what its nature is. What its real functions are. They learn that and they come up with a science of just the blood. They come up with a science for skin, science for hair, science for everything. Soil, different compositions of the soil. All the plants, all the animals, zoology, biology, all of these sciences. Do you think man brought something from nowhere and put it in these sciences? Everything he got it out of the material forms that God created.
Right. Yes, sir.
We have nothing unless we get it from God, creation, or from him by revelation. Revelation. Creation or revelation. If we don't get it, we don't have anything.
Right.
And after all, we are nothing but flesh computers running around.
Yeah.
Who made these computers?
Yeah.
Did a man make it? Can a man make these computers?
No, sir.
That's all we are. Flesh computers running around. And we letting everybody print us out but God, who owns the pattern.
Yes. All right.
Recently, the news media made the public aware of the coming together of science and religion. We got to stop living in Spooksville.
Yes,
we got to come into the light of truth and correct thinking and reasoning.
Right.
If we had been properly educated as the natural world and our God want us to be, we wouldn't be a wasted population today.
Right.
And that's exactly what we are, generally speaking, a wasted population. The perception of human essence and identity is pretty much the same in the history of philosophy, religion, myth, and science. Though language differs in these categories. Language differs in these categories, but the subject matter as perceived by these different fields of knowledge is perceived in the same way. The term people, American Heritage Dictionary, entry 5, gives this meaning. The mass of ordinary persons. The mass of ordinary persons. The populace. The populace. Now, same dictionary, American Heritage Dictionary, gives the meaning of populace. And I quote, the general public, the masses. Then it gives a second entry, a population. A population. It's any population. There has been a change since our American culture abandoned its decency and passed time to refer to a few individuals. It was common to refer to them as persons. Say, how many you have with you? You say, oh, I have two individuals with myself. Or I have two persons and myself. Now it has changed. I got two people and myself. Now, again, American Heritage Dictionary, definition of person, entry 2. An individual of specified character. Entry 3, the self, S-E-L-F, the self. Or as many of you in this audience know in the Quran, an-nafs, an-nafs, the self. And what did God create? He created the self, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Didn't say people, did he? He created the self. He created the nafs. The nafs. And how it is created. And how God made it. Everything. The language is in the Quran. Okay. Now I go to, again, entry 7. Still, American Heritage Dictionary definition for a person. It says in Christianity, any of the separate individualities of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Any of the separate individualities of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, is this language far from us? The man had been conceived, but had not been completed as a creation. And the angels, according to our, this is from our scripture, it's from Quranic scripture, from Muslim holy book. And the angels were disturbed by the thought that a human being is being created with free will, and its own decision to make with its own rational power, yes, or reasoning power. That disturbed the angels when God said he was making such a creature. Yeah. And they said, what is this? This is going to cause bloodshed and confusion or corruption. And God said, wait. He's not complete. Wait until I have given to him of my spirit. His sister walked out. She went out a little too soon. She didn't know. You ain't supposed to walk out when my Imam Razuddin Muhammad's talking. It's supposed to pain you to walk out. I'm talking about my Imam Razuddin Muhammad. Yes, so God says, wait until I have given to him of my own spirit. So if this definition has as one of the selves the Holy Spirit, then according to our scripture, the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God has to come into the body of people before they become persons and have human essence. Amen. Lord have mercy. So good to sit down at the table of the Lord, break bread. See, he sounds like the church people now. He sounds like he's one of the church people. We got a lot in common. More than that. Yes. For the three Abrahamic faith communities, that is for Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, all Jews, Christians, and Muslims, people are not necessarily persons, are originals. You know, in the business department, business area, especially business office, you have copies and originals. Yes. Well, those copies, they're okay. But many of these copies of human beings that we see in this wasted public of ours, oh, they don't resemble the originals hardly at all. Right. Yes. People are not necessarily persons or originals in the nature of man as created by God. Considering what has been said so far regarding human essence and identity, many individuals in our population can be classified as people, as the public, but we have to reserve the right to identify them simply as people without human essence.
Yeah. Right.
When human essence is lost, identity is lost. If there's no human essence present, though it may be residing in the quiet recesses of your human soul, but you're not doing anything to bring it up to your conscience.
Come on.
Therefore, you are void of human essence.
Right. Yes.
Good. And such persons tend to be like copycats. They get their lifestyle, living form, or behavioral form from whatever attracts them in the environment. The popular lifestyle for our general public today is too playful and too disrespectful.
Right.
The souls have been fed sexual hype.
Yes.
Or sexual excitement, to the extent that sexuality has lost its original social context.
Yes.
The general public spirit is to degenerate sexual desire, corrupt it, and bring it down to low, inferior existence.
Yes.
It appears the effort is to present oneself in the most vulgar or in the most indecent picture.
Right. Yes.
The common express is get down low and nasty.
Yes.
On a more serious note now, we are repeating human history's story of the fall of man. These immoral, indecent, bad times can cause a nuking of the general population.
Right.
Many in the popular crowds are being eliminated from the human family.
Right.
Bear with me here as I change my paper here. We come to another term now, commercialism. Commercialism. Okay. Entry 2, same dictionary, American Heritage Dictionary. I picked this dictionary because our culture has been designed and our leadership for over our life in this part of the world have been designed to save us. Once we lose our culture, to save us and put us on our feet again so we can find our way into a decent and healthy culture again. The managing order for our culture has that responsibility. So they will only let us go so far, and then they will start to feed the public sensitivities so that we come back to our originality, or back to our human essence. It's good to know that. But keep listening to me as I continue with my topic. Now, commercialism, meaning entry 2, an attitude that emphasizes tangible profit or success. Tangible profit or success. That means something physical, something material you can feel with your hand.
Okay.
It has weight in your hand. That's what it means. Physically visible to your eyes, etc. Another term, commercialize. Same dictionary, American Heritage. Entry 2A. To exploit or make chiefly for financial gain.
Yeah.
2B, to sacrifice the quality for profit. I come now to expression again, the day of religion. This is the day of religion. We are living in the day of religion.
Right.
And also the day of judgment. It is the same. When the day of judgment comes, it's because the day of religion has arrived.
Sir.
What is the day of religion then? The day of religion is when people stop being dominated by one religious thinking in the world. And they start to research and rethink their own holy or sacred sources to see if they have lost or gone astray from important things or important meanings in the purity or the language of purity for their religion. And when that time comes, we're going to have to do what Jesus demonstrated to his disciples. He said, wash each other's feet. Yes. Now, the military men who served in the military, who were in the hearing range of my voice, you know what foot soldier means. Foot soldier. Foot soldier doesn't have the rank of the brass people, the brass guys and those generals, etc. He's not of that rank. The foot soldier, that means the one in the lowest rank. He's a foot soldier. The feet of society are the common people.
We'll return to today's program after this important announcement.
We are having our convention this Labor Day weekend. We are having it in the southwest suburbs. We'll have a canopy covering to protect us from hot sun and rain. That's what we have planned, similar to what we had in White Plains, New York. If you remember, a few years ago, we met in White Plains, New York, and we had the big crowd there for our convention, and we were having like canopy covering. Tents, open tents. So we're calling this an open air convention. Should be very enjoyable. And I'm gonna share with you what makes me, that started me smiling right away. And that was that it cost us $250,000 to go downtown in those big hotels to rent the Hyatt Regency. And I'm hearing that this one's going to cost us, for the canopy covering, maybe about a little over $13,000. And admission is going to be very low. And if you don't intend to participate in everything, like you're not going to be selling products there, we have opportunity for you to sell your products there, lawful products, no food. We don't want to have the problem that food brings with it. So please, no food. Because we asked last year and the year before, people come and they leave trash, and we tell them, look, can you clean your area that you occupied before you leave? And we end up having to face the problem ourselves. So no food, please. Nothing to eat, no edible products. But if you want to sell clothing items, accessories, clothing accessories, whatever like that, all scents, jewelry, whatever, as long as it's not hot. I'm going to test it myself. I'm going to put my hand on it. And if I feel some heat, I'm going to say, no, you can't have this here. yes, please remember that everything has to be lawful.
Yes,
not anything that is unlawful. Everything has to be lawful. All right. Yes, so I just wanted to make you aware of this myself, and you'll be getting more information on our planned activities for Labor Day weekend. There'll be a public address, my annual statement that I make informing the community of what we're having as a difficulty and what we are having as success and what we see as new opportunities open for us. So inshallah, I'll be making the public statement on Sunday. Thank you very much.
To register for the 2007 convention, call 1-708-798-4668 or write P.O. Box 1158, Homewood, Illinois 60430. You can now register with your credit card, accepting all major credit cards. Consult the Muslim Journal for a complete registration form. Join us next time for the National Public Broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad. For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call 1-708-798-6750 or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.